This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A former Caro firefighter's been sentenced for assaulting a resident while working an off-duty job at an assisted living facility. Andrew Ritter, age 36, was ordered to serve 120 days in jail with 90 days suspended, along with 2 years probation and about $1,200 in fines and court fees. That's according to the Tuscola County Circuit Court records. Judge Amy Grace Gearhart ruled that Ritter will only serve 30 days behind bars if he successfully completes probation. Ritter admitted in September to third-degree vulnerable adult abuse and a high court misdemeanor. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss a related assault and battery charge. The incident occurred in November of 2024 at the Caro facility, where Ritter struck a resident. He was later terminated from that job and placed on leave from his role as a paid on-call firefighter with the Caro Firefighter Department. And arson charges have been filed against an Elmer Township man in connection with a fire that destroyed recreational vehicles on December 8th. Harry Wellington Argue, age 61, allegedly set fire to two travel trailers and is charged with two misdemeanor counts of arson of personal property, $200 or more, but less than $1,000. The recreational vehicles were set on fire, were located in 2000 block of West French Line Road in Elmer Township. Argue is scheduled for a pretrial hearing at 9 a.m. on Monday, December 22nd. He is free after posting a $5,000 bond. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel plans to intervene in Consumers Energy's last bid to raise natural gas rates, filed with state regulators on December 16th. The request seeks an increase that would add about $240 annually to customer bills, roughly a 10% jump overall, including an 8% hike for residential users. Nessel says her office will review the proposal to ensure customers aren't charged unjustifiable costs, citing a recent case in which Michigan Public Service Commission reduced the company's previous $157.5 million gas rate request by nearly 40%. Consumers Energy maintains the increase is necessary to continue providing safe and reliable service. Our proposals are needed to heat homes and businesses affordably and safely, spokesperson Brian Wheeler said, adding to the company's current rates remain below state and national averages. The Jackson-based utility serves about 1.8 million natural gas customers across Michigan. And we'll return right after this.
Thumb Welding Supplies has been lighting sparks and fueling projects in the Thumb for over 60 years. And now their Cass City store has moved to 4170 Door Road, right alongside Huron Industrial Supply. It's one stop for everything you need to keep your machines humming and your projects rolling. From welding machines and gases to tools, oils, abrasives, and safety gear. Thumb Welding Supply keeps your old machines running like new with parts and certified repairs on welders, torches, and plasma cutters from top brands like Miller, Hobart, and Lincoln. Huron Industrial Supply adds even more muscle with machining tools, hydraulics, janitorial and packaging supplies, and PPE to keep your shop stocked, safe, and ready for action. Together, they're the local team supporting farms, shops, and businesses across the Thumb. Stop by today or call Thumb Welding in Cass City at 989-872-2931, Thumb Welding in Bad Axe at 989-269-2931, Huron Industrial Supply at 989-872-4385, or visit thumbweldingsupplies.com. Thumb Welding Supplies and Huron Industrial Supply, sparking solutions one project at a time.
And we do have one obituary today. Marvin Messing passed away on Sunday, December 14th. He was born on August 13th, 1938 in Ruth, Michigan. In 1961, he married the love of his life, Lauren Hileski. He's survived by his devoted wife, his seven children, Greg, Lynette, Teresa, Denise, Karen, Michael, and Joel, their 14 grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. He's also survived by his siblings, Norma, Carol, and David. A memorial service will be announced at a later date, and arrangements are being handled by the McAlpin Funeral Home. And you can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
Welcome back. We have your national and international news. Federal and local authorities in Providence, Rhode Island are entering their fifth day of massive manhunt following a deadly campus shooting. Investigators are currently reviewing surveillance footage from the week prior to the attack, suspecting the individual may have spent time casing the university grounds before opening fire. And the surviving suspect in the Bondi Beach attack in Sydney, Australia, has been charged with 59 offenses, including 15 counts of murder and terrorism. Authorities confirmed today there's no evidence the attackers received training abroad, characterizing the event as a locally planned act of violence. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, as well as Huron Industrial Supplies and Thumb Welding Supplies, Cass City, for your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. I'm Russ Servance, wishing you all a Merry Christmas, and from our family to yours, a blessed, happy holiday season.